You're listening to Prime Cut on SB Nation Radio with Sean Salisbury and sitting in for Steve Bunin. Here's Brian Barrett.
And we're brought to you by Grainger. No matter the job, Grainger's got your back. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. All right, let's head right out to the Progressive Insurance guest line, comparing rates to help you save. That is Progressive. Joining us now, a former manager for the White Sox and for the New York Mets, it's Jerry Manuel. Jerry, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. We're doing well. So, hey, let's start with this because you've been on both sides of it. You've had a good team after the trade deadline, and you've had a team that was struggling after the trade deadline. So both sides of it, how is it when you make a big move and you get somebody in there that's got to be a contributing player to you, and also when you're trading away players that were good quality players and you're kind of in that rebuilding state? What are those two sides like?
Well, I'll tell you, the rebuilding side is that you hope you got a long-term contract because, if you don't, then, they're telling you something as well. But the side where you're adding pieces, if you add the right piece, can really lift the clubhouse and give a little hope to, headed down the stretch. And that's very important to keep that spirit going. This is a, long, hot summer. You get a guy that you can inject some momentum into your club. That's always a good thing.
Jerry, curious, a trade that didn't happen, but never know what's going to happen, is Yasiel Puig. What would you do with him or tell him, or how would you manage him?
Well, the one thing you got to do with the guys that come from different cultures and what have you, you got to really build a relationship with them, and once you establish that relationship, then you can set some rules for him. I think we always said that rules without relationship equal rebellion, and you got to have a circle for him in which he needs to operate, but not lose who he is, and at the same time stay within the context of what you're trying to accomplish, as a championship club. So that relationship is something that you have to work on from day one when you have, this flamboyant, this talent of a person. It's critical. It's critical to build that type of relationship going forward. And then you're able to check him when he needs to be checked. And you're able to, because now he thinks that you're really for him, not against everything he's trying to accomplish himself.
Hey, Jerry, so when is enough enough? I mean, I this is a five-tool talent, at times with a two-cent head, but you're so right about the culture part. But when do you get to a point, whether it's Dave Roberts or whether it was Don Mattingly, when do you get to the point where you say it really doesn't matter, that we just somehow, some way, we're not reaching this guy? There's a reason they went out and rented Josh Reddick and got him. I mean, when do you get to a point where you say the headache is not worth it anymore?
Well, the thing is, again, I go back to relationship, where that's so critical. In trying to build that relationship, you need to know that that this is not going to be reachable. But I got to do everything as a manager, as long as he's a part of my team. A part of being a manager is to create value, regardless of who it is.
Right.
I'm still trying to create value. So I'm not trying to dismiss him. I've got to create value, and then you got to trust me when I say, hey, he's not going to get it.
We're talking with
former. And you have to make that move at the right time, not me, because I'm doing everything I can to build this up so that I can get another piece in return that appears to be what I lost.
Makes sense. Yes, it sure does.
Yeah, former Mets and White Sox manager Jerry Manuel is with us on the Progressive Insurance guest line. Jerry, just looking at some of the moves that were made at the deadline, you were talking about the Dodgers. They bring in Rich Hill. The Yankees relievers both went elsewhere. Aroldis Chapman to the Cubs. You had Andrew Miller go to the Indians. Texas picked up Jonathan Lucroy and at the deadline as well. Was there a move that stuck out to you that said, okay, that made that particular team the favorite?
Well, I'm always intrigued with San Francisco. They seem to always make the right move, this every other year championship run that they're on. And they seem to add the pieces that really fit them. And I think that's critical going forward because, for me, the Giants are a team that just has, obviously, a great manager with great instincts, and their team plays that way. They play with great instinct. They might not be the most talented, but they play with the best instincts. And that keeps them as a contender year in and year out. And then we need to pay attention to what's going up there in San Francisco. You know, they seem to get it right. And I'm always watching what they do. They are very interesting.
David Price, I don't get him. Do you?
Well, David Price is a guy, you know, that has great stuff. But you get to a point to where the talent and the man have to come together to create the instincts. And he just doesn't seem to have that instinctual piece. And whether he could get that or not, I don't know. But it's enough talent there to take a chance there. If you go back and watch Baumgartner with the San Francisco Giants, I know he not probably had a struggle his last outing or what have you, but a couple years ago in the World Series, he's facing Infante, and Infante owns Baumgartner. But at the time when Infante needed to get a hit, he was ahead of Baumgartner. The count was 2-0. He threw him a BP fastball that he missed that turned, for me, the series around. That's the instinctual part of Baumgartner that might be missing with Price. And instinct is just the ability to read kind of what's going on and when to apply your gifts to the game in the context of winning.
Jerry, just to follow up.
I know that sounds crazy.
No, it doesn't sound crazy. It sounds like he could use it. You're right.
Yeah, Jerry, just to follow up on that real quickly, I mean, you look at his playoff record, it's been very, very poor compared to what he's done during the regular season. And this year, pitching in a market like Boston, he comes out last night, 7 great innings. Then in the 8th inning, he gives up 4 straight hits. Are you saying that maybe it could be a market thing, and also maybe it could be the fact that it's a mental issue with Price, that when things start going wrong, he doesn't know how to respond?
Well, again, I think if you everyone in the big leagues, regardless of who it is, there is some fragility there. And as a manager, you got to do everything you can to protect that. So when it comes back out the next time, there's a little bit more confidence in it. And he might be lacking in that area. He might be looking for something to happen when there's really nothing there, but then it happens because you're looking for it. So I think he might have to need to be protected until he gets hot. And when you get hot with that type of talent, you can run that all the way through the playoffs. So I think that's what has to happen for them right now. They got to make sure that he's right. They can't make sure you can't be fragile and everybody know it. You can be fragile within your group and get away with it, but you can't be fragile and everybody know it and still perform.
All right, that's Jerry Manuel, the former manager of the Mets and the White Sox. Jerry, thank you so much for the time today. We really appreciated it.
All right, guys.
Great
All
stuff,
right,
Jerry.
Anytime.
Thanks, buddy.
I'll let you. Okay.
All right, and Jerry, join us on the Progressive Insurance guest line. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive. Call or click today and find out if you could save. All right, we can pick
you gotta love him, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we gotta love him, all right. We'll piggyback on some of the stuff we hit with him, especially the Yasiel Puig stuff. What do you do with Puig? And also, coming up, LeBron James apparently chasing ghosts. Is that a smart idea? Brian Barrett, Sean Salisbury with you right here on SB Nation Radio.